Blog Talk Radio.
Anybody in here been through some storms? If you've been through some storms, raise two hands. Well, I see some folks didn't raise their hand. I want to tell you, your storm is on the way. Do I have a witness here? All of us have to go through. Do I have a witness? In fact, the Bible said many are the afflictions of the righteous, but God delivers them out of them all. In fact, I want to tell you tonight, you have to go through in order to get out. Do I have a witness here? Anybody here, if you've been through and God brought you out, I want you to tell two people, say, neighbor, I've been through, but I'm still here. Tell somebody else that.
Still here.
Jesus wrote me in.
Still here.
sometimes. I can't hear you. Come on, say it. I had to go to the doctor. He said I wasn't gonna make it. Does anybody here know God brought you? I can't hear you. Does anybody here know God brought you?
Good evening. Good evening out there. My name is Bishop Jeremiah Hare, doctor, and I'm coming straight out of Newberry, South Carolina, on the so-called Bible Belt. I'm coming to you every Friday at 9 p.m. 9 p.m. on a Friday, and that is really starting the Lord's original Sabbath day that I'll be bringing. I'm bringing forth what is called the Bible Study Uncensored. No, I'm not. When I say uncensored, no, I won't be cursing in the program, but I will be delivering the naked truth. The naked truth of the Bible. I'm holding nothing back. I'm going to tell it like it is. So tighten up your seatbelt and hold on to your wig, because I'm about to give you the Bible Uncensored. Where I'm going to start with the Bible is that I'm going to start and my platform will be Christ-like before the Christianity religion, so that we can start there. And if I may, I'd like to start with I'd like to start in the book of Genesis. I'd like to start in the first chapter, the 26th verse, so that we can start. When I say Christ before the Christianity religion, I like to explain that we as a people had a lifestyle that was Christ-like in the beginning. And what I'm saying Christ-like is that we lived that way. Or we didn't have a religion that dictated us how to live. We just lived Christ-like. And I mean that we lived the anointed way of God. Being that in the beginning, we were the original people of God. And we can see right here in 26, where God says, "Let us make man in our own image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish, over the sea, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over everything that creepeth upon the earth." And notice he said, like, let them have dominion over all the earth. That's what he had given to the original man. He didn't give us just a garden and put us in a garden. He said the whole earth, the entire earth. So 27, so God created man in his image. In the image of God created him, male and female, created he them. He created both of them, not one over the other, but he created them as equal. And how we know that he created them as equal? In 28, it says that God blessed them and said to them, be fruitful and replenish the earth. Now, this thing that we have to get into when we talk about replenishing the earth, as you know, when you replenish something, you are putting back what was there before. And we'll get into that, because basically what we see is that when the earth was first created by God, it was created perfect, whole, and complete. It was not created without form, like many people think, and it just formed into earth. It was created whole and complete. Now we do read in verse 2 of Genesis 1. Just going to Genesis 1. It do say, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. Yes, that's right. Verse 1 says that in the beginning, God created the heaven and earth. And and what I'm saying is that he first created that as whole, perfect, and complete. So we know that something happened between verse 1 and verse 2. And what I'm saying, that what happens between verse 1 and verse 2, we know that we are talking about the war that Satan went up to heaven and had a war with God's angels because he wanted to take over God's place. We'll go more into that later. But after the war, when God had defeated Satan, we find out that what he had cast them out of heaven and threw them back to earth. And Satan, when he hit earth with such a force that it knocked earth out of its axle and made earth become void and without form. And then God had to go back, and he has to put earth back together again. And he done so by saying first, you know, let there be light. And when light came, and as light came, God began to put earth back together. All right? Now, I'm not going to go into that right now. I'm going to wait a while, and I'm going to stay on verse 2. I'm going to stay on chapter 1, verse 26. Your people, sometimes you'll have to bear with me. I'm just getting over a stroke. But with the Lord's help, I'm coming along speaking. I'm speaking good compared to how I was speaking before. I'm cleared up with my speech because I've got this battery from Mr. Hill. That he told me that if I work with this battery and put it under my on the heel of my left foot that it would help clear up some of my deformity in my speech. And I must say, it's been doing a good job. And I thank you, Doctor. I thank you, Dr. Hill, I call him Doctor, for introducing me to this battery. It's like, what I say, it's about the size of a chip. And when I put it on my foot, it's so thin, I can't even feel it. but I tape it to the bottom of my feet, and I'm telling you, it has done marvelous work with my speech.
Yes, it has.
Stroke head effect. Yes. Yes. It had affected my the stroke had affected my right side very bad. And I'm moving my legs, I'm moving my arm.
Oh man.
So I'm like at this time, you know, I don't go away from home without it. And I recommend you, if you want to know more about this here, to get in touch with Pastor Hill. Or you could ask me. You know, I'm willing to be a spokesman about it and give a testimony about it. All right? Because it's done a marvelous job for me. Okay. Now I need to get back to the scripture. We were at chapter 1, verse 28. And God blessed them and said unto them, multiply and replenish the earth. So now what we're seeing where God has instructed them to replenish the earth, he is commanding them to put the earth back like he had it originally. Okay? And he's asking them to subdue it and have dominion over the fish, the sea, the fowl, the air, and over everything that moves upon the earth. Now you see right here that God gave man and female instruction to what they could have dominion over. Okay? Which is the bird, the fish, you know, everything that creepeth on the earth. So that means that if your wife is not a bird, and if your wife is not a fish, and if your wife is not a fowl or anything that creeps upon the earth, you're not supposed to have dominion over her. That's exactly what that means. And you're not supposed to have dominion over another man. And that's what we're talking about, getting back to that basic where we understand that our role as a man and our role as a female is, number one, is not to have dominion over another man or another female. Okay? That's not godly. Okay? And that's not being the natural man. Okay? Okay, in other words, you see right now, this is forming a Christ-life relationship. Christ lifestyle. It is not forming Christianity religion. So you say, well, what's the difference between a Christianity religion and a Christ lifestyle? Well, to begin with, we have a problem when we have a religion. A religion is a problem. A religion, we see that Christ's lifestyle is created by God. Religion is created by man, a man-made creation. All religions are man-made. And all religions, being that they are man-made, they are not of God. Well, why do I say that? I say that because we got to look at the thing about religions. And what's the basic thing that hold religion together? Okay, so I'm going to run down the four basic things that hold religion, or the glue of religion, in order to make a religion work. One thing is that a religion, you have to believe in the religion, in the doctrine of the religion that somebody wrote. Two, you have to have faith in the religion that somebody else wrote. You don't have to have faith in God. You just have to have faith in the doctrine. That's two. The third thing is that all religion has literature attached to it. Christianity has the Holy Bible. Judaism has the Torah. And Islam has the Holy Quran. It's always a book, literature. There's no physical proof on any of them, but they have the literature that a man has made. And the fourth thing that holds them together is that they teach you fear. They teach you the fear not to believe in the religion. They teach you fear not to go to another religion. And in this fear, they are able to hold you to that religion. So that's one thing about religion. And it's a very powerful thing. So many times people say, well, I'm not a religion. I'm not in a religion. But I ask you that if what you into, if you have any of those four things, faith in the religion, belief in a religion, literature about the religion, and fear of you leaving a religion, you are in a religion. Whether you like it or not, you are in a religion, so you might as well come aware of it. And we notice that with the instructions that God had given man and woman in the beginning in terms of how to live Christ's life, okay, there is no literature. You have to believe. You don't have to believe in Christ. Like, you got to believe in Him, and faith in God, in order for this to work. And there's no fear. Okay, let's go to verse 29. And God says, behold, I have given you every herb bearing seed which is upon the face of the earth, every tree which is the fruit of the tree yielding seed. To you it shall be for me. Here, God, you see, he's given things. He's given things. He's given things. He's given things for the man and the woman to survive on. Okay? Whereas that we talk about religion, religion is all about restricting us. You can't do this. You can't do that. You can't do this here. You got to do it the way I say it. But here we see that God is in constant mode and giving. 30. And every beast of the earth and to every fowl of the air and to everything that creepeth upon the earth, wherein there is life, I have given every green herb to eat, and it was so. Here it says that even the beasts of the earth and all the things, they're not supposed to eat with each other. And we know that I guess we could truly say that the elephant, which is one of the biggest mammals we have, and he has still stuck to this commandment because the elephant is strictly a vegetarian. You know? Now the lion and the tigers and everything else, they might have gone left with it. But we see what is according to God. God says, I have given every green herb for meat. 31. And God saw everything that he had made, and there was evening and morning and the sixth day. I just want to take this here a moment out here and see if that, just to see if there's any questions. Are we good?
No, you got good. I want you to give your testimony. I want you to give your testimony about that battery again, because I have the lady that made the battery. She decided to call in and hear what you got to say.
Okay. But
the scroll.
Hello. Okay. Hello. My name is Dr. Jerry Hare, Bishop Jerry Hare, and I'm up here doing the radio program, and I don't think, and I really don't believe I would have been able to do the radio program or start doing the radio program at this earlier date. I thought that I would have to wait much longer before I do the radio program. I was talking to the brother of mine, okay? What are you, a pastor, bishop, or what? I'm going to make sure I call you.
Who, me?
Call you directly. Huh?
Oh, you good? You good?
Huh?
You call me Elton?
Elton? Elder?
Elder, yeah.
Okay. I was talking. I had met the elder. We were on a conference call, a business conference call. And then from there, we sort of met each other because he lived in Orangeburg, and he knew some people. And come to find out that the people that he knew, I was relative of, and he was also relative of them too. So we met in Orangeburg. So he started noticing that I had some complications, and I told him that I had just had a stroke in January that I was overcoming. And he told me about this battery kit that might could help me out. So I said, okay. I didn't hardly hear about this here before, but I had developed such a strong relationship with him that I said, but nevertheless, I'll try it. And I was having a very hard time speaking, so I went and I tried the battery chip as he has instructed. I put it on my left heel, and after a while, a day or two or so, my speech started clearing up.
All right.
And I was, huh?
That's all right. I like that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it started clearing up, and I could be more articulated. I went to my Bible study class, and while I was doing my Bible study class, they start noticing how I was walking around or walking back and forth on the podium, and I was speaking, and they wasn't having a difficult time understanding me. I was talking more fluently. I even got up to the point that I was even raising my voice sometimes.
Whoa!
I wasn't talking in one monotone. So they was just enjoying the class, and which was kind of good because the information that I was sharing with them was information that they haven't heard, that they never heard talked about in a Bible study program. Like they were saying, like, what you talking about, talking this talk, Christ's life before Christianity religion. But I was able to explain it to them and articulate it, just what I was talking about, and they got it. And I see now that it's pretty good because this here, maybe it's like I am supposed to speak like this for a while. Wow. To show how the miracle of God is supposed to be working. And the more I do his work and speak the truth, the clearer my voice and everything is going to get. So I don't go to sleep without having a battery somewhere on me. Either I'm going to have it on my foot or I'm going to have it on my chest. I even have it on my mouth or close to my mouth. You know, tape close to my mouth, and I see results with it, and I'm extremely happy with the results that I see, that I'm sure enough going to recommend it to first my family and my friends. And I could recommend this here product to them and having full confidence that they're going to get something out of it.
Mm-hmm.
And I have full confidence that they're going to thank me for the benefits that they get out of this year. Okay?
Did you tell about the light? Did you get the light?
Elder told me about the light, and I went to Walmart and I got a light. He don't have to tell me things over and over. He just got to tell me things one time. I'll go and get it. So I got the light, and I started putting the light on. I started putting the light on me and taking the light around my body and stuff like that. I even opened my mouth and let the light shine in me.
Wow.
Yeah.
Start the end. You heard that? Now that's a new one. Start the end. Can you hear me?
I had muted myself. I heard that. So you are you telling me you went and got the light and you used it with the nano?
Yeah, he shined it inside his mouth.
Oh, my goodness. That is just incredible. I was on the highway and now pulled off. And so I was listening to this testimony, and I was like, my goodness.
That's
God,
what I said.
You are taking this nano to the top. And did I share with you that we had a mother that was sent home with Alzheimer's to die?
Yeah. Yeah.
And they put the nano on her and said the woman then woke up from death and knew everybody.
You should have heard the bishop last week when I met him. He done blew my mind. He called me the other night and said, "Who is this?" I said, "This ain't the same man I met a week or two ago." Yes, it is.
What happened to him?
I had a stroke in January.
Wow.
And I was hospitalized, and it affected my whole right side. My arm and leg. And I couldn't really move it. I had to learn how to walk, and I had to learn how to use my right hand. Luckily, I was left-handed, but I couldn't hardly move my right hand. Now I went back to the doctor just a week ago, and he had ordered me to get an MRI for my right shoulder. When he got the MRI, and then the results came back to him this Monday, and we was reviewing the MRI this Monday, and he sent me to another specialist because he said that it looks like they might have to operate because I had torn some muscles, some tendon.
Wow!
But I went home, and from Monday to today, I was putting the battery on my shoulder, and at times when I was also putting the light on.
Yeah.
So when I went to the specialist today, and he took X-rays, and he said that he's not going to recommend no surgery.
Oh my God!
And I go back to the therapy like I was going before.
Whoa!
Wow! Wow!
Yeah.
We had a meeting that came in from Chicago. And a lady fell off the horse and broke her clavicle bone. And they had to put a pin and a plate in her shoulder. And so she had a nano. She asked the doctor if she could put the nano in her sock. No, I think she said she snuck and put the nano in her sock going into surgery. And she gave the doctor the nano and said, I want you to put this on my dressing when you get it. So he stuck it on his dressing. And she went into the recovery room, and they wanted to give her a narcotic. And she said, no, I'll just take a Tylenol. I don't want no Oxycodone or any opiate. And I just give me a Tylenol. And they couldn't believe that she asked for a Tylenol. But, you know, when you get your bone plated, people are in severe pain. So the doctor told her, to be able to move your arm, I want you to keep it at your side, and we'll start your physical therapy in about 2 weeks. So at the end of the week, they charged her the next day, said, we want you to come back in 7 days. 7 days later, when they came back, she took the surgical dressing off. She still had the nano on. She had the nano on all that time. The surgeon started gasping because the healing was so precise. It looked like a wrinkle in the skin instead of a cut.
Wow. Mm.
So, what pain do you have? She said, well, I really haven't had much pain. I've taken Tylenol at least once a day. He said, once a day? He said, you didn't get your prescription filled for the Oxycodone? She said, no. She said, I never got that uncomfortable. So he said, now move your arm as far as you can move it. She moved it around in a circle, up and down, all back, like she never, ever had surgery in the plate. And he fell back. He said, I've seen that in 41 years of me being a surgeon.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Yes. So we've had quite a number of testimonies about people with pain and frozen joints. We had a lady that was a housekeeper at a hotel, and one hand was a claw. She would have been frozen for 8 years. She bought a nano and stuck it in, and her hand just came unloose just like that.
Stuck it with?
The famous pitcher for the St. Louis Cardinals, Michael Pittman. Michael Pittman was the pitcher, I don't know how many years for St. Louis. And getting that ball slammed in his hand, he had a neuropathy and neuritis. His hand shook with tremors. Well, I don't know, 60 years. St. Louis Cardinals sent him all over to the top orthopedic doctors, neurologists, and physical therapists. Nobody could stop the shake. He held that nano in his hand for 5 minutes, and the shake stopped. And he had us on a TV show, his wife's TV show. Matter of fact, it's on YouTube. Sherry Pittman. That show is the most recorded of all her, most watched of all her shows. And it sure did. 4 years of his hand trembling stopped in about 5 minutes.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow.
So God's technology, the nanotechnology, was never engineered to treat, diagnose, prevent, or cure disease. But it's God's technology. He gave it to me as a static blocker because when you have breast cancer, which is what I had, you cannot hold an electronic in the hand of the affected breast. For me, it burnt the breast like fire. So I couldn't use a cell phone. I couldn't use a laptop. I couldn't use my computers. I had to type with the eraser end of a pencil. I couldn't put my hands directly on the device. That's how the nanos got developed as a static box. I would be able to use my electronics because I have to work. I have to use a computer to work. I have to use cell phones to work.
And I said, God,
I have been your mercy in the earth for at that time about 37 years. Working as a registered nurse. And I said, now that I'm standing in the need, I pray that you will not forsake me. And the Holy Spirit gave me the design. And the nano you're using has solar link in it. And she's a bad sister. She links up to our new solar system that goes on windshield and on the glass of your home. And she will make an energy field so you can link up with that and charge your water, rebalance your water, deirradiate your food. And when you plug that in, you know, put it in your phone and plug it in your gas, and plug it in your cigarette lighter, she's increasing gas anywhere from a half a mile a gallon all the way up to 2 miles a gallon.
Wow.
Yeah. But I tell you what, it just sounds, like just us three is on now, right? Am I right?
I'm sorry, what you say?
It sounds like just us three is on, right?
Yeah,
I'm not. Sound like,
Neil has the dashboard.
Yeah, for now.
Right. Yeah, regardless of that, and so I got so.
No, now everybody gonna see this show as soon as I send it out. Then they're going all over the world.
Okay.
Yeah.
He's our archangel.
Huh?
Because of him, there was a little girl down in North Carolina with 600 seizures a day in Raleigh. And there was another child down in Monroe, North Carolina, outside of Charlotte. She had over 1,000 seizures a day, and they had sent her home to die. And because Pastor Hill records and archives these radios, somebody got a copy of one and sent it to a doctor in Raleigh. And he called me and he said, "Doc, we got this child with 600 seizures a day. And if we don't do something, we tried 30 different medications and regimens. We've been on a clinical study for 5 years. We cannot get the seizures below 300. But I believe this technology can help." And sure enough, I sent it out to her. She put it on the girl. Within about a half hour, her seizure stopped. And she never did math in her life. Within about 6 weeks, ability to do math. And the girl made the AP honor roll and passed the college entrance exam for math and everything else. Now is a college student.
Wow.
Yeah.
So many people to make smarter. I have so many parents to say it makes their toddlers geniuses and gives children an ability for language that the 2-year-olds start talking like 4-year-olds, the 4-year-olds are talking like 8-year-olds. The phonetic enunciation is just phenomenal with these kids.
Wow, it's just.
I'm telling you, Bishop,
really
and I don't know if Pastor Hill told you, we got a gold medal from Church of God in Christ. They had pastors dropping dead in the pulpit like flies. And we started a pulpit campaign. Bishop Melvin Clark passed out in his pulpit 3 times with a stroke. And they brought us to Pittsburgh to measure out the radiation. He was preaching in 800 PMUs of radiation, and you're not supposed to preach in higher than 50. And see, these pastors and all these wireless mics and all these big screens in the back, and it's taking out their heart. And so many pastors with these wireless systems need pacemakers. They're passing out because it's offloading the trace minerals of the heart.
I was thinking about getting me a wireless mic.
Columbia University invited us to launch the pulpit safety campaign from Columbia University. It was launched from Columbia University 3 years ago. Yes. And we've done 13 churches for the Church of God in Christ. We did Bishop Eugene Perry's church in East Cleveland and his son's church, because these pastors are getting sick. We lost all these big pastors, T.D. Jakes, all of them, Creflo Dollar, you know, they're preaching in all of this wireless Wi-Fi interface, and nobody's measuring how much radiation they're being exposed to. And they're getting heart disease, getting disease of the organs of the abdomen. Somebody needs to save our pastor. You know, you got, look in Dayton, Ohio, the young choir, minister of music, 24 years old, played for the choir and prayed for the service, got up and dropped dead, 24 years old. Nobody's saying how much it's hitting these. And this is a wake-up call, because Dr. Regina Benjamin, the second African-American surgeon general, put out a nationwide call to action to tell people our exposure to radiation and chemicals indoors is too high across the nation. She asked for people to develop a way to reduce indoor toxins to make us safer. And that's what my whole focus has been on the last 10 years. How can we do it? And so we've made a system that works off of windows. We have a nanotechnology that goes to your window, and it harnesses the energy of the sun. It's a solar system. It comes in and mitigates the whole church. The whole electric water system. We make a whole building alkaline water systems out of solar energy, electric systems out of solar energy, gas systems out of solar energy. And the systems together move the air in the building continuously and de-static the air. Jesus. Somebody's driving me and they almost hit something.
Oh, God.
So, you know, Jesus in the front of my, I keep Jesus in my mouth. If I keep the Lord in my mouth, honey. But
yes,
anyway,
Lord.
Bishop.
Anyway, I just want to tell you what I did. But I did also, you know, I'm feeling very comfortable with you now, right? I was walking around the house and I was walking in the backyard. So I just decided to take the light and put it in my shorts and start walking around. Hello?
I heard you.
So you were just walking with the light, huh?
Walking with the light to my shorts.
Uh-huh.
Oh my goodness! Your neighbors wondering what you do with the light out there. Was it daylight or night?
No, it was daylight. But I was trying to use creativity because we have all these here men taking all these here pills and all this here stuff. So I said, well, let me see what the light do.
Oh,
I'm telling you, that
light will light it up.
Let me tell you, that light is people's blind eyes. Two people that were blind, one with a hole in the macula and the other one with bleeding retinas. They use that light 5 seconds to eye for 3 minutes a day, and both of their eyesight was healed. The man that was blind got his sight back. The woman that had a hope, and they wanted to do surgery.
That light produced oxygen, right? Don't that light help with oxygen?
Oh, yes. That the light and the nano helps increase the oxygen in the body. Yes, sir.
That's what I was talking about. That's what I was thinking about. You know, I was thinking about along with being dysfunction, erectile, that's the only thing, that's the main thing that the person is lacking, the blood and oxygen.
That's right. And it does. Men tell me it helps me with their erectile dysfunction because we have a system that we put the bed to stop. We have a nano for the bed. And I had men tell me that, you know, it created a resurrection for them. And when they woke up the next morning, they had been revived. They said that bed is something else. And I want you to know the only problem with the nano It increases fertility. I tell people, I don't care who says you can't have a baby. If we put this nano in your bedroom or put it in your bed, you need to safeguard against pregnancy. You're going to be pregnant. And we had 8 couples that swore they couldn't have no baby. And the doctor, one of them had to have a baby for 17 years. Soon as we did that bedroom and did that house, they was pregnant in 6 weeks. And they didn't believe it. So the wife didn't even find out she was pregnant until she was 7.5 months pregnant. She thought she was just getting fat.
Well, I like to be dangerous like that.
Outside, you better stop, Bishop.
No, I like to be dangerous like that.
No, you ain't.
Huh?
No, you ain't. No, you ain't. You got to take cold showers and a lot of ice cream. You two
I know that. You just trying to get this seed out here.
Oh, my goodness. I'm telling you. I'm telling you.
Oh, boy.
Better buy you a gallon of ice cream.
He said,
are
Doc,
you in
I
South
can't even this morning because I got to go to work.
Okay.
Are you in South Carolina?
No, sir.
I
live between Washington, D.C. and Los Angeles, California.
Okay. Well, one day I hope to meet you.
Oh, absolutely. I hope to meet you, too. You're in South Carolina. How y'all doing down there with the hurricane?
You're going to hit us tonight. You're going to hit me tonight. You're going to hit the bishop.
Yeah.
It's coming in
yeah,
now.
It's already hit South Carolina. Are you supposed, is
yeah,
you supposed to hit down there?
Oh, yeah.
I'm down there. I'm down there, but it's going to hit Eldo before it hit me.
Yeah.
No,
it
goodness.
Done hit me. It done hit. It's here.
Oh.
Yeah,
it did. Was it on the coast? It didn't get over to Orangeburg?
It's here. We got the effects of
yeah.
it now. We're going to get the rest of it in the morning.
Well, you awful cool on this radio. You the only one I know does a radio show in the middle of a hurricane.
Yeah, you said peace be still. In the middle of the storm. I got faith.
Oh, my. All right. All right.
You said peace be still in the middle of the storm. He's a high little faith do you have.
I hear you. I hear
And he spoke to the storm.
I hear you.
King. And the storm became calm.
He sure did. He spoke. Peace be still.
I said, peace be still around my house. That storm should not touch this house.
Now, I believe that was Legion trying to create all that. Because you still went over
yes.
to Capernaum and cast that demon out from that graveyard, didn't he?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
That's that Egypt. And he bring a lot on with him, too. But I said, peace be still.
Okay.
In the middle of this storm.
I know that's true.
Okay.
Okay, then.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to rip it up for tonight.
Okay.
We wasn't going to do no more 35
yes,
minutes, so we done did an hour. Almost an hour. So we're good. Doctor,
you
had to hear that. You had to hear that testimony. You should have heard him a week and a half ago. And to hear him today, it's amazing.
Excuse me?
How he talking.
What did you say a week and a half ago?
He got the nano.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
And it was the love affair wasn't. We going on Tuesday night.
Oh, he coming on. I get him on Tuesday night.
He'll get me on
Tuesday. He got Bible study, but he'll come in around 9:30. Up to 10.
Okay.
You be careful on that road. Y'all don't drive too long in the night.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. All right.
Bishop, that's an amazing woman. She did a wonderful job with that nano.
Uh-huh. She sure
did. You got to hear her testimony. Hey, girl, somebody. It'll blow you off the... Go ahead and close your show out, Bishop. I ain't going to... You done hang out.
Okay.
Yeah,
yeah, we're going to... Yeah, we're going to promote it.
Yeah,
but,
got it.
You know, I would like to you do it so I could we'll make a foundation for some people and you know, some people who are poor.
Oh yeah.
The poor people who can't get it all right now.
Yeah.
You know,
we'll do something. Yeah. So they're gonna
we'll
need
a foundation.
Yeah,
yeah,
something.
Maybe we could take it into Africa and stuff.
Oh yeah, yeah. Well, we already got one African team on it. Yeah.
Hmm?
A couple me and her got one African team, one all of it. He want us to come over there.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Oh, we could go over there.
Yeah, he wants us to come over.
Just like the dentist goes over there and, you know, pull teeth and everything.
Yeah.
We could go over there and we could just be putting it on people's ankles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, do a trip.
Yeah.
I'm going to try to think of ways to how we can get money to make a big campaign out of it.
Oh, yeah, it's coming together.
Yeah,
coming together.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You got a good testimony. That I know people amazed how you talk. Man. I tell you.
And I came across okay for the Bible study.
Oh yes. Right to the point. That's how I like.
Okay.
This will make a good show. It's gonna make an excellent show. Yeah.
Yeah. I only gonna get better.
That's it. That's it. You did a good job for the first time now. Yes, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a good guest. You did most people don't do what you did. This was a good, excellent show and people gotta pay attention to it because we hold the attention. You know, change up the atmosphere of it, then you come right back. The scripture again, then we went right back and did another, you know, it was fantastic. I'm telling you. People are going to listen to that. We're going to send this one here all the way there. You can send this one all the way there. Nigeria. Yes.
Okay. Well, that's the thing. I can
go
in and out of this Bible.
Mm-hmm. You're going to be on Facebook as soon as I edit it.
Okay. I'm gonna let you go now.
Okay.
All right,
I'll close the show and edit this and in about 10 minutes you can go to Facebook and you can hear how you sound on the radio stuff.
Oh yeah?
Facebook. All my shows.
Okay.
Yeah. Listen on the spot, Facebook. Are you there? Nathan on the Spot, Blog Talk Radio, or you can just go to Facebook, Nathan on the Spot.
Nathan on the Spot. Okay.
Nathan on the Spot. Yes, sir.
All right.
All righty.
Okay. We'll talk again tomorrow. I'm going to see how you're doing. Make sure you're okay tomorrow.
All righty. All right.
Okay. I'm going to say good night.
Good night.
Good night. Thank you.